anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Take a look at the NFL playoffs. Could it be the battle of the great state of, what is that state? Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania in the Super Bowl. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And I will tell you right now, the best teams in the National Football League are not still alive.
Well, Doug, you can certainly make that argument. You can make that argument, and you can go several different directions from that argument. What happened, especially on Saturday, in the NFL playoffs, is Arizona has never went east and fared well. To come out and do what they did, especially after surrendering the opening touchdown, in which it looked like Carolina was literally just going to run over them and through them. They're down 7-0. All of a sudden, you know, their backs are against the wall, and here they come out firing. Jake Delhomme, 5 interceptions, 1 fumble, a day to forget. If you're him, Baltimore, the defense continues to step up and finds a way to win a ball game. Now, Tennessee, you know what? When you don't practice and you don't play, those guys weren't ready to play on the defensive side of the ball, I don't think. They gave up some plays they normally don't give up, and Baltimore finds a way to win. And yesterday comes, and, well, I thought, you got to remember with Philadelphia, Oakland had to go to Tampa Bay to win for them even to be in. The Oakland Raiders, people, had to go to Tampa Bay and win, not keep it close. They had to beat the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay and John Gruden to advance. How does that happen? And now they look like they're the favorite in the NFC for sure.
Got John from Kearney on the lines with the early phone call here, guys. He's not there anymore.
Well, John, thanks for holding. Appreciate that. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We have a double dip of breaking news. First off, ESPN is reporting that Indianapolis Colt head coach Tony Dungy will announce his retirement this afternoon at a press conference. And over the week, you know, kids are getting ready from college to declare or not declare to go to the NFL, and that decision has to be made by Thursday. Well, Michael Crabtree expected to have a press conference tomorrow and announce that. Jeremy Maclin announced it on Friday. Tim Tebow announced yesterday he is coming back. Well, Ndamukong Suh has made his decision, and here is a release from Sue and the University of Nebraska. Quote, I have made the decision to return to school to complete my degree and play for Nebraska in 2009. After discussing the issue with my family and my coaches, I know that coming back to Nebraska is the right thing for me. First, you can't put a price on graduating from college, and I will leave here with my degree. Second, I have learned so much in the past year from Coach Pelini and his staff, and I look forward to another year of development at Nebraska. Sue goes on to say, I do have aspirations of playing in the National Football League, but the best way for me to enhance my chances of having a successful pro career is to spend another season at the collegiate level. I look forward to helping Nebraska continue to take steps towards returning to the elite of college football in 2009.
Great news for Husker fans and the Nebraska Cornhuskers today. That is excellent. He had till the 15th. Didn't take him that long, so That's big, big news for Nebraska Cornhuskers.
So Ndamukong Suh returning to school at the University of Nebraska next year. One thing on Big12.com, which has enhanced their website so much here in the last year, Tim Griffin, who we've had on the program before, takes care of Big 12 activities on ESPN.com. He blogs there. And before the championship game last week, he had each blogger that covers a conference had 5 points to what to look for next year. Well, the first one was he had predicted that Oklahoma would lose to Florida in the championship game. The second one was about the kids that will be leaving for the draft. The third one is that Texas ousts Oklahoma next year in the Red River Shootout. And that the Longhorns claim the league championship, Colt McCoy wins the Heisman, and they will face Florida in the Rose Bowl for the national championship. But point four is that here's what he has to say about Nebraska. After Nebraska coach Bo Pelini inserts Zach Lee into the starting lineup, the Huskers catch fire and cruise to the North Division title in a tight race that features four teams that eventually make bowl trips: Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Missouri. The Cornhuskers don't have enough firepower, however, to beat Texas. The Longhorns win the conference championship, and Texas's only loss will come to Oklahoma State. So just some thoughts there from those outside the program watching what Nebraska does.
Exactly.
And I think Nebraska will be probably the preseason favorite to win the Big 12 North next year.
Yeah, I think you certainly got to look at Missouri and the people they've lost and the way Nebraska finished. I think a lot of people, you know, the bowl, the way you finish certainly either kind of halts momentum, which Missouri had none really going in, but it just kind of a stalemate there. Nebraska, though, winning a game like that certainly gives you momentum heading into the spring. Doug, do you think the Big 12, when you look back at the bowl games, was it what you expected out of the Big 12? Are you disappointed in the way the Big 12 reacted?
That Oklahoma did not win the national championship because I thought they were the better team. They had all the opportunities in the world to win that game on Thursday, and they did not. And it is a black eye for the Big 12 when the conference champion continually loses the BCS bowl game. And that's what Oklahoma is doing, and that is what needs to be brought to the forefront. You got fans that say, oh, I don't want to root for Colorado. I don't want to root for Texas. I don't want to root for K-State. And I've always maintained, like them or not, unless they're just a classless bunch, you should root for your Big 12 schools in every sport to do the best that they can when they're not playing Nebraska. And Oklahoma, I've been rooting for them, hoping that they would win, hoping that they would prove that the Big 12 maybe this year was the best conference, and now they go and they lose to Florida, and it was a good ball game. It was a competitive ball game. I think it was an entertaining ball game if you weren't rooting for either team. But I think I was disappointed in that. I was disappointed in Missouri's effort against Northwestern. And again, you think, well, these guys should go in and just roll them. And I know the bowl thing, no one can figure it out. You can't put all the scenarios together, starting with the heart and the intent of a team that's just a month down the road going to play another bowl game. I mean, when Missouri's coming off a loss to Kansas, and then, okay, in a month, boys, we get to go play Northwestern. Woohoo! You know, how the hell can you be fired up for that? And I understand that. But Kansas, good effort. Texas Tech, you know, go out and show that you're that good of a football team. And maybe Mississippi was underestimated. I don't know. Maybe Mississippi was the most underrated team in the country. But still, they had their share of losses. It wasn't like they were 12-1 and beat Florida and Texas Tech. Their record did not give them what they needed. But overall, the Big 12 bowl season, you know, is better than it has been. Obviously wasn't as great as last year, which was the best it had ever been.
Yeah, I think Texas Tech, you know, maybe a lot of people out there kind of have that sour taste in their mouth. But then once again, you're throwing the Missouri scenario. They were in the Cotton Bowl, which they didn't want to be in. And the Cotton Bowl is a pretty good bowl. But at the same time, when Texas and Oklahoma are getting all this publicity, I think Texas Tech really felt shunned that nobody nationally was talking about them at all. And whether you say deservedly so, undeservedly so, I just don't think they wanted to be there. And I think that showed. And I think that's too bad. And I think, you know, Missouri coming out with really nothing to play for. You know, you say what you want, you know, about Texas. Texas has had some people, you know what? It takes longer for those offenses to get back acclimated to the way they were playing. You know, when you rest a month, when your defense sits out and they can rush, they can blitz at you, they can come at you full speed. It takes a long time to get that offense back to the speed you were a month before. And if Texas comes out and plays like they do in the second half, I think that the game's a 30-point game against Ohio State. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It just took them forever to get rolling.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number if you'd like to chime in today, or you can fire us off an email to the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Danny Nee, Director of Player Development at Rutgers University, scheduled to join us on the program today. We're going to have to move that to tomorrow. He was gracious enough to give us a call this morning and say, right now we are struggling at Rutgers, and the coach has called a meeting for noon, which would be 11 our time. I will not be able to talk to you today, but I will be able to talk to you tomorrow. First thing, right off the top of the program tomorrow, the winningest basketball coach in Nebraska history, Danny Nee, will join us. He's going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame along with Eric Strickland this Friday night, and they'll be honored at the game Saturday against Kansas State. Efforting Tom Schlechter, the head boys basketball coach at Adams Central, who we had scheduled for tomorrow, but because we're moving things around, we thought maybe we could talk to him today. They might have had the most impressive weekend of any basketball team, boys or girls, any class around here this weekend. And you're welcome as a fan and a listener to the show to fire in some other great weekends. But Adams Central goes out and defeats two top 10 conference teams in Loup City and St. Paul, beating St. Paul on the road, giving them their first loss of the year on back-to-back nights. After starting the season 0-2, Adams Central has won six of their last seven games, and that St. Paul win was the start of a four-game road swing. They should get their next three. They're taking on sub-500 teams, but still Central Catholic, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Ravenna coming up on their schedule before they get into the end of the season.
Don't get ahead of yourself. Yeah, there's still some teams to be playing, but a good weekend. Yeah, to win at St. Paul, that was a two-point game, 61-59, showing they can score some points. And another game
that could be the highest scoring St. Yeah. Paul Adams Central game in a long, long time. But I'm not even making a joke there. That is the game that's usually a defensive in the 40s type of ball game. Usually, if you get to 50, you can chalk up a win in that Adams Central St. Paul rivalry.
Yeah, you know, and it gets. I think that shows a team coming around. And I know there's the coaching change and stuff, but maybe took a little bit of time to get them up to where they thought they'd be playing, but it certainly looks like they're playing about as well as anybody right now.
1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN, and we're going to have if Coach isn't available to join us today, he can join us tomorrow on the program as originally scheduled. Tomorrow as well, it is the Royals Caravan is coming to Skeeter Barnes, and because of some injuries and illness, so we've had some different people flowing in, but we've got some great folks coming in. And the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to have a double edition tomorrow. We will be live at Skeeter Barnes here on ESPN from 5 until 7. The Royals will be there from 6 until 7. They're there to sign autographs, take pictures, and chat a little bit about the upcoming season. The 2006 first-round draft pick, Luke Hochaver, who we've had on the program, starting pitcher for the Royals, will be on the caravan. Also, Mitch Meyer, Joel Goldberg, Slugger is going to be here. Also, Mike Aviles, who really emerged maybe more than anybody for the Royals last year, an American League Rookie of the Year candidate, burst on the scene midway through the year last year.
Played several different positions.
Kind of maybe got rid of Tony Pena Jr. For this ball club, stepped in and kind of surfaced and played some defense like this team needed. And he's going to be there as well as Royal Hall of Famer Dennis Leonard is going to be on this trip with the handlebar mustache and one of the greatest pitchers in the history of Major League Baseball, especially with the Royals. So Dennis Leonard will be here. Pass pitcher Luke Hochaver, young pitcher, will be here. So you've got Mitch Meyer along with Mike Aviles and a whole lot of other great folks coming in for the Royals Caravan, Skeeter Barnes. It's their only public appearance in the Tri-Cities going on tomorrow night from 6 to 7. Doug and Daddy Show there, 5 to 7. Come out, enjoy dinner, supper, whatever you call it. Enjoy your evening meal at Skeeter Barnes Kids Specials. They're setting it all up for you tomorrow night, and that's going on at Skeeter Barnes.
Dennis Leonard, one of those old-school guys, played during the era where there weren't the relief pitchers and the closers, the specialty pitchers that there are today. 20 complete games in one season. 20. You know, you don't even hear of that now. You know, it's a big deal. You know, somebody gets three or four complete games in a season now. But Dennis Leonard, back in those days. So we're excited to talk to Dennis on our special extended show tomorrow night.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more football talk, more basketball talk. It's all coming up right after this on ESPN.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, I'm a mud flap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mud flaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for a car buff. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes mud flaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-3527. Online at jtmproducts.com.
Get into Indian Head Golf Course today for super savings on everything in our pro shop. Great savings on quality name brand golf equipment and clothes. Some mark down at clearance prices. Ask for Tom or Pat and make an offer. We've got to make space for the 2009 items, so no reasonable offer will be refused. It's the winter clearance sale going on now at Indian Head Golf Course Pro Shop, Grand Island. Indian Head Golf Course, where the fun never ends.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
ESPN Radio.
Mike and Mike in the Morning.
Criticizing the fans for not knowing when to cheer. You know what? They know when to cheer when you do something worthy of cheering. If that isn't the ultimate in just shut up.
Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
A high wind warning remains in effect for the area today as we'll see more clouds and some breaks of sun with a slight chance for some flurries or snow showers in some areas as well. Temperatures will stay steady or falling from around 30 early with northwest winds to 20 to 40. Tonight we'll see lows near 6 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In case you missed it right off the top of the show, Nebraska defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh issued a statement that he will return to the University of Nebraska to compete for his senior season and not skip for the NFL draft. So that's the news of the hour here on ESPN Radio. Of course, every day of the week, and we love frequenting the Chicken Coop. I think I made a couple of stops there last week. You can catch, it's the exciting time of the year. You're transitioning from football to basketball, and it's all there for you. College, pros, whatever you want to watch, the playoffs. You get to watch some playoff football. Sunday afternoon and evening basketball is up there, whether it's the guys or the ladies, and there sure was a lot of women's hoops on the weekend as well. Maybe you want to watch some horse racing. Maybe you want to play some Keno. And obviously, while you're there, great food, great drinks. Lunch specials every day, Monday through Sunday. It's not just, you know what? We know people work Saturday and Sunday. Why don't we give them a lunch special? Well, they do at the Chicken Coop, open 7 days a week for you. Stop in and warm up with their special menu and featuring the month of January. How about this, Daddy? Pheasant chowder. The special menu item, pheasant chowder. Or try any of their 12 flavors of flame-broiled chicken wings. It's the best wings in town. You got medium hot and buck nasty hot. Maybe you want to flavor them up with some spicy garlic Dijon, Jamaican jerk, spicy barbecue, sweet and sour, jalapeno garlic. There are so many varieties. Try them all. There's not a bad seat in the house with all their high-definition televisions. And if you want to come in during the evening, great food and drink specials as well. Check them out for lunch today at the Chicken Coop on the Bricks in the downtown, Kearney Center, and Grand Island.
Just looking here over the depth chart of Nebraska to see how the defensive line was coming along, you forget how many seniors there were up on that defensive front. Zach Potter, senior, Clayton Severs at the same position. Gone. Kevin Dixon, Shakri Barfield. They're at the nose tackle position right behind Sue. So both of his backups gone. At defensive tackle, that's where Steinkuhler and Kevin Dixon, both seniors, gone. You know, Barry Turner looks to be back after getting a medical red shirt slash whatever, not playing much this year. But really, Barry Turner, Pierre Allen behind him, and Sue, the only ones back on that defensive line.
Tom Schlechter is going to join us in the latter portion of the program today, Adams Central boys basketball coach. Well, there's a lot of time, and you can talk Nebraska football every single day on this program, but I think it's very interesting. We've talked. You never really threw out a prediction. And I think you were out on our Monday wrap-up show last week when we had Steve Sippel on to kind of put things to bed for the Husker 2008 season and really look ahead to 2009. If you had to predict Nebraska's record right now for 2009, what would it be?
I think it's going to be on the excellent side of things. You know, 9 or 10 wins. I think that because, once again, you've got Oklahoma and Texas Tech have got to come to Lincoln, and I would give Nebraska a great chance to split those games.
I think 9, and that's what Nebraska had this year, and I'm going regular season. I think Nebraska's looking at a 9-3 because right now it looks like there is no way Nebraska can win at Virginia Tech next season with a brand-new starting quarterback going into his third game, and then I'm chalking up a couple of conference losses. And without really delving into who that might be, I mean, you have to think Oklahoma is still going to have more talent than Nebraska next year. Coming to Lincoln or not, it's going to be a marquee game. It's going to be a big game. It's going to be a lot different. I think it'll be a lot different. Until Nebraska proves something.
Well, the game in Missouri is going to be huge as well. Yeah. I mean, I think there's still...
And I think the game at Kansas is going to be tough. I mean, there's going to be some tough games out there. So I think 9-3, and when you look at that, I mean, I think there can still be vast improvement for Nebraska. And again, we talked about this a couple of years ago when Nebraska was coming off winning the Big 12 North, that, you know what, the team may be better, but the record won't be.
Yeah.
And I got that feeling again this year. And I know everybody's geeked up about, woo, man, we can go 11-1 next year. Maybe we can. You know what, maybe we can.
Well, we certainly want that to be the case.
That would be outstanding.
Realistically, you know, I think 10-2 is realistic, and I obviously, after being right all year long about this year's season, I hate to jinx myself.
We're never right once. I don't. You were never right. I can't believe you even want to claim that. I tried to say you were kind of right, and then now you're just digging up wounds because you were wrong the entire season. In fact, I think I might have had all but one game right from week to week. You kept picking against the Big Red. Which was good because your picks were not good. They were so good this weekend, though, that you went .500. Good job. Wow. You psycho.
Well, we had money line on Philadelphia, so we actually came out ahead.
No. No, you didn't. So you went 2-2 in the pros. But getting back to Nebraska, that's where we're sitting right now going into this upcoming season with the toughest game, Virginia Tech, Oklahoma. And then, you know, any road game is going to be pretty tough for Nebraska. Laugh if you want.
Robert Griffin.
Even at Baylor with Robert Griffin, a team that led in Lincoln with a freshman quarterback at halftime.
Robert Griffin is going to make, the Baylor's not the same Baylor.
Yeah. Here's what I got to say about that. I would be surprised if Robert Griffin is suited for that game against Nebraska. The way he plays, susceptible to being hurt. And I hope not, but I mean, I would give that a 50-50 chance. I mean, the way he plays,
well, he gets dinged around. You've got to look at, He's not the same. I would say most quarterbacks that play that way in a system like that where you get the ball that many times, but he seems to be a different animal because of the size. He's bigger than the normal quarterback.
You know, I poke and make fun at this time of the season But you actually went ice fishing this weekend, right?
Yes.
And this will transfer into, you just don't think about that so often. But again, one of the favorite things for folks is to head to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo.
Yes.
Emphasis on hunting and fishing. It's the River City Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, which, face it, it's across the bridge from Omaha. So we're going to be giving you family four packs to go to that, and they seem to fly out the door every season here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. Hey, these are $7 tickets for adults, $3 for 15 and under, free parking, and we're going to be giving you a chance to win these family four packs for the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo coming up this weekend. In fact, Derek, let's give away 2 4 packs right now. The first two callers at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. One of the first two callers in will give you that family four pack and get you set up for the weekend. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including Adam Central Boys basketball coach Tom Schlechter right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Waking up with hair on your pillow? I was. This is John Seibel from ESPN Radio. Last year, my New Year's resolution was to get ahead of the game with men's Rogaine foam and treat my thinning hair at the early signs of hair loss. It's worked for me. I've noticed less hair on the pillow, and listen to this, I regrew hair. I know I'm not alone, guys, so listen up. In clinical testing, 85% of men regrew hair after 4 months. With Rogaine foam, the pillow's got nothing on me now. Get ahead of the game this year. Go to Rogaine.com/ESPN for a $15 off coupon and start using men's Rogaine foam now.
My brother's roommate's friend sold it to me. A used SUV. They're safe, right? Right. Till the engine locks up in rush hour traffic. Turns out, the car was in a flood, and the Nimrod just dries it out and sells it to me. Without telling me. Who does that to someone else? They could have killed me.
Never buy a used car without Carfax. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report. Or go online. Who knows what it'll save you.
One of the Kansas City Royals' all-time greats, Frank White, teams with new blood for the Winter Caravan. Meet number one draft pick from 2006, Luke Hochaver, American League Rookie of the Year candidate Mike Aviles, and projected starting outfielder Mitch Meyer. Join Doug and Daddy for a live broadcast from 5 to 7. Caravan arrives at 6. Enjoy Skeeter Barnes Family Night specials and lots of baseball talk. Join the Royals Caravan Tuesday, presented by Fox Sports Midwest and locally by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way on our network of stations this week and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tuesday night on Power 99 FM, the Ravenna Blue Jays travel to Minden to take on the Whippets. Girls at 6:15, the boys at 8. With more basketball coming your way on ESPN, KHAS, and The Breeze 94.5 this week. But it all starts Tuesday with Ravenna at Minden on Power 99 and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Tirico and Van Pelt shoot the breeze with Colt McCoy.
What'd you do Saturday night?
I called up some buddies because I was back home. We went out spotlighting.
What the heck's spotlighting?
You go out and you get a spotlight and you just kind of look for varmints. Armadillos, you know, just anything.
Catch those varmints, Tirico and Van Pelt, noon weekdays on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A high wind warning remains in effect for the area today as we'll see more clouds and some breaks of sun with a slight chance for some flurries or snow showers in some areas as well. Temperatures will stay steady or falling from around 30 early with northwest winds to 20 to 40. Tonight we'll see lows near 6 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
And Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in our next break, Tom Schlechter, head boys basketball coach at Adams Central, off to a nice start and a really good weekend for them, knocking off two state-rated teams. Danny Nee, a former Nebraska basketball coach, going into the Hall of Fame. We had to move him back to tomorrow because of some meetings that they are having. And Coach Nee says, we are struggling right now, and I guess we'll talk about that in just a moment. But if you're tired of struggling, maybe they could get a hold of the folks at Dyna-Grow, learn how to grow, learn how to get better.
Well, they want you to understand out there the best recommendations for their customers are not just about selecting the right products. They also include proper product placement for your soil and your environment. See, your soil may differ from your neighbor that you've heard how great those soybeans are. They've got a different variety for you. You need the best information in order to make the best planting decisions. These decisions are critical to making a real difference to your operations' bottom line. And frankly, people, isn't that what it's about, your bottom line? They pride themselves in being a national company that retains their focus on local success. Call your local Dyna-Grow Seeds dealer today. 1-800-652-9298. Whether you want a medium, tall plant type that adapts well to all row widths and soil types, or you get something else you're looking for in a soybean, they've got it all, and your local Dyna-Grow Seeds dealer will know the proper product placement to put on your farming operation. Call them today, 1-800-652-9298.
Well, Rutgers is 10-8, and they're on a five-game losing streak once they've got into the conference. Rutgers has lost their last five basketball games.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Joe, New Yorker as well. Really? 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 Did we just come out of a break?
Anytime I can put Joe on, I got to do it.
Aaron Andrews are reporting that Tim Tebow underwent surgery on his right shoulder.
Already?
Today.
Celebrating yesterday? Surgery today.
There will be a staff meeting after the show today.
How do you?
Rutgers has lost to North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Connecticut, Marquette, and Syracuse. And, of course, in that tough Big East where they have nine rated teams, I don't think it's going to get any easier. They got Cincinnati and Louisville coming up this week. So that's why they're having a meeting today to try and snap this five-game losing streak. And as Coach Nia told me, he goes, all hands on deck for this meeting.
Might not be a fun meeting to be at.
No, it might not.
You mentioned Tim Tebow returning. Did you hear how he did that, Doug, on the stage? He was walking off the stage, turned around. Turned around and made the announcement that I just felt attached to this place and wanted to be loyal. I'm back. Pretty neat deal. Didn't have a press conference, didn't need an extra added attention on himself, saying, oh, by the way, let's try this one more time.
And the crowd goes crazy.
40,000. 40,000 people.
It's not bad. See, I wonder how many Nebraska fans would have got in after the national championship had they not, cold and in the Devaney Center when they come back that first time around. But national championships, it's funny. Super Bowl wins, funny. If you won it last year, there's still new guys on the team this year that weren't there last year or didn't get to be a part of it the year before, and that's what's going on. So Florida will be back. Obviously, they'll be the preseason number one team in the country. It sounds like it's Florida, USC, Texas. However they come out, it's going to be those three that will be the top three ranked teams in most polls coming up for 2009.
Then it'll be what crappy Pac-10 team will beat USC?
Arizona. So I go with Arizona.
Mark that down, Derek. We got
By the way, as I watched Philadelphia finish off the defending Super Bowl champion New York Giants yesterday, seriously, if you were Andy Reid, wouldn't you just like to give the salute to the fans, to the owners, to the media? Andy Reid, he's going to be gone after this year. Donovan McNabb, there's no way he's going to be back. You know what? I think they're just going to rub it in everybody's faces and both be gone next year.
Now, they've only been to
Why would you want to be somewhere you're not? Yeah, you're only going to the Super Bowl, probably.
You've still been to this title game. This will be the fifth.
Fifth in 8 years. And Pittsburgh's going for the third in 5 years. And yet nobody was predicting these guys in the playoffs to go anywhere.
And
especially Philadelphia.
And our Cowboys have been there, 0 in the last 12. Nice. Unbelievable.
Well, not zero. They've only won once in the last 12.
Wow. Well, we've been to the...
So what do you think? You know the spreads are out. You told me what they were. You said the Eagles were favored by 3 and that the Steelers are favored by 6.
I think, obviously, both games come down to the final moments of both of them in that Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. I just think Pittsburgh has got to be on a roll. They played the one less game. Willie Parker's up to strength. I think Pittsburgh advances. And then the other game, can you flip a coin? Where did this Arizona team come from? Seriously.
Well, it was the defense. It's the defense that they haven't had a whole lot of. That's the interesting point.
Well, you throw in Bolden doesn't play, they for sure lose.
Right now, the lines have changed a little bit, according to our friends in Vegas, at Vegas Insider. Philadelphia opened as a 2.5-point favorite over Arizona, at Arizona. The line has now went to 3 or 3.5. And Pittsburgh is still setting at 5.5 to 6. So it's starting to put a little money on Baltimore. And right now you can bet the Super Bowl, the AFC team is a 1-point favorite. Just like it was last week, by the way. The AFC team, still a 1-point favorite.
Don't the AFC teams look better? Both of them?
Here's what I will say to you. If the AFC game, both teams play their best, play an A-level game, Pittsburgh wins by 3 touchdowns. Baltimore stunk. They shouldn't have even won Saturday. +3 in the turnovers, and it was 13-10. Baltimore does not impress me at all. At all. And I'm going to go with Pittsburgh's a better team than Tennessee. Even though Tennessee wiped the floor with them, I understand. I still think Pittsburgh by far is the best team here.
In the other division, you got a pick?
You know what? Philadelphia probably is. It'll be interesting to see how this all breaks down, but Philadelphia-Pittsburgh will probably be the best matchup. If Arizona gets in there, you're going to have all kinds of storylines, all kinds of new faces, young, exciting, plus Kurt Warner. So you got all that. I think that'll be fun. But Pittsburgh-Arizona, I can't imagine Pittsburgh would have to be a 10-point favorite. Which I don't understand why the AFC NFC is a 1-point thing right now, but wouldn't that be kind of your gut feeling? Is that Pittsburgh going to be a huge favorite over Arizona? Still in the no respect to clause?
Well, you'd have the number one defense in the NFL, 237 yards a game. Baltimore second, like 264. And then Arizona, I believe, like 19th.
But I'm serious when I say, if Pittsburgh does not just totally destroy and dominate Baltimore Sunday, I will be disappointed because I think Pittsburgh is a much better football team. Gave away some hunting and fishing expo tickets. Derek, who are our winners?
We had JJ from Wood River and Jim from Grand Island. We're going to send them down there.
All right, we're going to be giving away more family four packs going on this weekend at the Mac Center in Omaha. Council Bluffs going on this weekend, so be listening for that. But right now, we're going to head just to the outskirts of Hastings and Adams Central High School, where in his first year, the Patriots are sitting at 6-3 and coming off a huge weekend with wins over 2 state-rated teams in Loup City and St. Paul. And the head coach of the Adams Central boys basketball team, Tom Schlechta, joins us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Doug. How are you and Daddy doing?
Well, we're doing outstanding. I can tell that the weekend close games has taken its effect and toll on you.
I didn't get a lot of sleep this weekend, but that's okay. You can take it when you play like we did.
Well, let's start with where your team is now compared to where they were the very first weekend of the season. Is it vastly different, or have you just tweaked a couple of things and the kids have caught onto your system? Where has been the big change in just 1 month?
You know, honestly, we haven't changed anything that we're doing philosophy-wise. We're doing exactly what we wanted to do offensively and defensively. Transition-wise on offense and defense, the difference is I think that we had 4 new starters coming in, and I think that everybody's trying to figure out what their spot on the floor is going to be. And really, to be quite honest, when you have a new coach come in and styles are different, the biggest thing is the kids are buying in now.
Tom, I look at your scores, and that's one thing that stands out than maybe other Adams Central teams in the past. You guys are putting points up on the board and getting it done up and down the floor.
Yeah, we really are. And honestly, against both Loup City and St. Paul, we actually ran out most of the clock at the end of those games. So we were on pace. We scored 39 in the first half against St. Paul and had 37 against Loup City. And so if we keep the foot down, we might score 70, 75, 80 points in those games.
Talking with Tom Schlechter, the head boys basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Started off 0-2 and have won six of their last seven ball games. Where has the improvement been on the court, Tom? I've read some of the newspaper accounts of who's been scoring the points and who's been stepping up. You've got some kids, I guess, when you do score more points, instead of leading the team with 15, you got a kid that can lead the team with 25. Who has been taking over that leadership role offensively?
You know, it's game to game because teams scheme you different. So one game, you know, Zach Hunt may have one guy guarding him and two or three guys sinking down on him, and then you have to have other guys hit some shots. In other games, maybe you get some transition buckets so different guys score. So to sit there and say that, you know, one guy's going to score 25 every game is not true. It just depends on how teams are playing and the flow of the game. What we are seeing, though, is that, you know, our kids really now are not – we're playing much more relaxed on the offensive end. And so we're hitting more shots because at the beginning of the year, I think that some of our players thought that we had to try and score 80 points in three quarters instead of trying to just, you know, play within the game and let the game come to them. So this last week we shot the ball better, and you look good when you hit shots. You know that. Look at Ravenna. Ravenna's shooting the ball great, and then they had a stretch against Wood River. They don't hit shots. Kearney Catholic, I heard, against Donovan, goes 3 of 25 in the first half. And so they come out in the third quarter and get hot. So when you get hot and hit shots, everybody looks good. Coaches look like geniuses. So when I was 0-2, we looked like we had no idea what we were doing. And now all of a sudden, we're doing a good job. That's not the case. You just sometimes kids relax and they take what's there and they hit the shot.
Tom playing awfully well now, but now's really not a time for kids to read the clippings and get ahead of themselves. Still a lot of basketball to be played, especially down the stretch for your ball club.
That's exactly right, Daddy. We put up today, we think there's four areas that we really need to work on. Rebounding, we're just getting killed on the boards. I mean, our stats are exactly the same now as they were in week one, and if we don't get better on the boards, it's going to hurt us. We're getting beat. I don't think we're doing a good enough job with our defensive pressure. Our offensive transition and defensive transition need to be better. So, you know, what you need to do is just work on what you can do to get better as a team and as a player. And if kids start looking at, oh, we beat one or two decent teams, that kills you. You're just going to go right in the tank. You're not going to get any. You're not going to make the improvements you need to make. It's just a day-by-day concerted effort.
Tom Schlechter, the head boys basketball coach at Adams Central, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've seen some games at home for you. You've already played over half of your conference schedule. You're going to see some really good non-conference teams in Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia, among others, before and after the conference tournament. You're on the road here for a little bit. You talked about what you need to get better at. But also the big thing here is Adams Central is now a Class B program, and you only get to play three Class B schools during the regular season. Is it very, very important that some of these C schools are outstanding competition-wise, like St. Cecilia, Central Catholic, Ravenna, to get you ready for postseason?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'd throw in Kearney Catholic in there, Loup City, St. Paul. And this is no disrespect to Class B, but I don't think anybody in Class B wants to see St. Cecilia or GICC or any of those other teams that we just mentioned, St. Paul's. I will say this. It's a scheduling thing. We are adding two B schools next year in Northwest and Lexington to our schedule, and taking a couple of Class C schools off, so that'll help us. But we've been fortunate last year, this year, and we'll probably be B next year, and then we might go back down. But we've been fortunate that, the teams I mentioned, are good enough that they can get you ready for the districts that you need to get ready for at the end of the year.
Tom, fill us in on those districts as you head into the postseason.
We have in our district Hastings High, Northwest, Holdridge, Lexington, and McCook. And all those teams, to be honest, McCook is probably the one that you would say is a favorite because they have most of their guys back from last year. I think they have either four or five of their starters and like 10 of their top 12. And then Lexington has about everybody back, and Northwest has got some new faces, and they're playing well, and Holdridge is playing really well. And Hastings High, you know, they beat McCook, and they're battling with people. So everybody's really pretty even. It's kind of one of those situations where who's playing well that night's going to win.
Tom Schlechter, head boys basketball coach at Adams Central. Coach, we'll let you get back to healing that voice up and getting ready for another week of hoops. And good luck and be nice at Ord, all right?
Hey, thanks, Doug. Like I said earlier, it's an honor to be be able to talk to you two guys. You know, the gurus, so.
You're too kind. You're too kind, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Tom Schlechta, who was an assistant coach, obviously, for many years under Don Lease over at Kearney Catholic, actually coached for a year at Kearney Catholic, then moved over to Adams Central, now the head basketball coach there for the Patriots in his first year, and a very nice weekend. They're off to a 6-3 start.
That's interesting that Hastings 1-9, their one win against McCook. So teams are battling, and, yeah, you need to be on a roll heading into that district.
Well, I mean, February for Adams Central. Here's what happens for Adams Central, and I know they still got some games here in January, but they get to the conference time, and they're going to have to fight just to make to the semifinals. But I think, you know, obviously they keep playing like this, they're going to be in there. You come off the conference at St. Cecilia, which, big deal, it's across town, but it's St. Cecilia, at Ravenna, Hastings High, at Kearney Catholic. Yikes! Got some competition coming up in February once again. So not a lot of easy games out there for the Patriots. Hey, we're going to take a break, hit the emails, and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I spent some time recently with the guys who run LegalZoom.com. Great guys, great company. You know the last will and testament your wife's been nagging you to take care of? Lord forbid if something happens to you without that will in place. Dude, your world is headed to probate court. Your family could get hosed. Stop putting it off because you don't have the time or money. At LegalZoom.com, you can protect your family online during halftime for less money than you'd spend on a bleacher seat or a beer. LegalZoom was started by attorneys who worked at the top firms in America. Saves you thousands of dollars. Over 1 million satisfied customers. It's the leader for high-quality and affordable legal documents. LegalZoom does more than just wills. They have living trusts, power of attorney, living wills. You can start a business, register a trademark, change your name, and more. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings on most LegalZoom.com products, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. It's easy and fast. LegalZoom.com.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Well, Nebraska, here at Big O Tires, we know money's tight right now, and a new vehicle may not be in this year's budget. So at Big O, we want to be your partner to ensure that your current vehicle runs strong and safe during this tough economy. That's why at Big O Tires, you'll get the guaranteed lowest prices on preventative maintenances, like oil changes, transmission and radiator flushes, brakes, fuel system service, shocks, struts, and more. Things will improve, and Big O Tires will be here to help your vehicle last until they do. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A high wind warning remains in effect for the area today as we'll see more clouds and some breaks of sun with a slight chance for some flurries or snow showers in some areas as well. Temperatures will stay steady or falling from around 30 early with northwest winds to 20 to 40. Tonight we'll see lows near 6 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's travel basketball time, Daddy. You're traveling today to go do some more refereeing.
Yeah, it's a big spectacular junior high ranks at Elwood.
All right, home of the Pirates. Kevin Malberg, Eddie Ahrens, who are they playing today?
Don't know that.
Amazing. Travel basketball time, though, for Adult City League or kids travel time as well. whether it's rec league or real serious stuff, they can get you ready to go at Misco Sports. Running your team? Well, they can outfit them from head to toe. Reversible jerseys to shooting shirts, warm-ups and coaches' shirts. Misco's will make your team look as good as they play. And if your kid needs a little gear, well, why not come in, get a new basketball from Nike, Wilson, or Spalding? And don't forget, if you need new shoes, now is the perfect time to pick some up. Misco's is offering an additional $10 off all shoes in the store. So from head to toe, warm up to playing gear, right there it is at Misco Sports, open 7 days a week. Stop by, see Steve, Katie, the whole gang down there at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We go to the email, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mark fires in. Coming off a weekend of NFL playoffs, I have a nomination for the NFL MVP. I know that it's usually a quarterback and that you two will probably have a bad taste in your mouth after I mention his name, being the huge Cowboy fans that you are. But look at the Eagles' record this year when Brian Westbrook was not healthy and what they have done since he's been 100%. Thanks, Mark and Minden. Couldn't agree with you more. And although he didn't have a huge game this weekend, that's all the Giants were focused on yesterday.
They have to account for him. You're exactly right. Yeah, you know, another person, I don't know if Brian Westbrook is, you know, being a, you know, running back or quarterback, they get a lot of attention. But, you know, in that, you look at that Steeler game, one player stood out to me, and you look at his stats, and I think it's 3 catches, 35 yards or something. Heath Miller, the tight end position, there were a lot of the runs on the outside, and he did get called for holding one time when they tried to bounce it outside. He was always there making a critical block. I mean, it seems like every big play they had on the outside, he was right there, and his guy was locked up and not getting to that ball carrier.
We like Heath Miller. We liked him as a college player. Just not a very good pickup in the fantasy league, is he?
You know, just kind of, well, 3 catches, 30, you know.
Well,
just
three touchdowns total this year.
Oh, okay, I didn't.
Three total touchdowns. Yesterday was his fourth. And you know why? Because Gary Russell's so good in short yardage. That's why. Clown.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Holy crap, two late-breaking news is in one Doug and Daddy show? Earlier we told you that Ndamukong Suh has announced he will return for his senior season at Nebraska, but Daddy, news from UNK.
Yeah, Jesse Williams, the defensive line coach, and we kind of saw this circle in the last couple years. Daryl Morris gets these guys in, and then they move on. He came from Colorado State 1 year after Sonny Lubick was fired. He came that next year, and now he's headed to New Mexico to be the defensive line coach, and I believe the associate head coach as well at New Mexico State. That is at New Mexico State.
Also hearing that Josh Heupel interviewed for the offensive coordinator position at Minnesota, who hired Kevin Cosgrove, as we kind of talked about it briefly last week, as the co-defensive coordinator.
That's interesting for the success.
Good luck,
they
Minnesota.
Have. Well, they had such great success this year.
He was horrible.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the program had such a great year this year.
The opposite of horrible is outstanding. And you will see some outstanding basketball at the second annual Heartland Hoops Classic coming up Saturday, February 14th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. It features great high school hoops all day long, starting at 9:30 in the morning with the final tip-off at 8 o'clock between two state-rated teams in C1, Shadron and Grand Island Central Catholic. It's the second year for the event. The first year drew a crowd of over 3,500 fans from Nebraska and Iowa. If you haven't heard of the lineup, well, we got some great games featuring Grand Island schools and schools from surrounding areas. Ralston's coming in to play Hastings St. Cecilia in a preseason battle of number ones in B and C1. Fremont Bergen and Ravenna are there. St. Paul Minden, Boone Central, Weeping Water. Burwell will play Heartland Lutheran. Burwell's ranked number one in D1. You've got a lot of highly ranked Class B schools. We'll continue to tell you more about this, but if you need more information, don't forget that you can contact the Heartland Events Center, and they will have a unique experience on Saturday, February 14th. That's how you can pick up your tickets. Contact them for more information. The Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island.
I believe that's opening weekend of Fauner Park as well, just in related news, since it's there.
Okay. It's at that time already.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we will be catching up with Danny Nee, the winningest men's basketball coach in Husker history. He's going into the Nebraska Hall of Fame, a basketball Hall of Fame later on this week, so we'll be catching up with him. I want to thank Adam Central head boys basketball coach Tom Schlechta for joining us on the program today. And again, the headlining news story this morning, Nebraska's Ndamukong Suh will return for his senior season for the Nebraska football team. NFL playoff talk as the week progresses, and we're starting to get into the meat of the basketball season. We'll talk more about that. Hastings College women, they are at home tonight taking on the College of the Ozarks. That's a top 10 women's battle at 7 o'clock. We'll give you a chance to win more hunting and fishing expo tickets during the week as well.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 here in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.